open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. The purpose of Let's Find Out is to serve the higher good. Let's Find Out brings you viewpoints of how to grow within. The goal is to assist you in manifesting your desires in your daily life, to bring to you the concept of truth, that we are all intrinsically connected to the one source that empowers you to manifest your life's purpose, as well as your life's vision. Along the way, your spirit will heal, grow, and prosper when you connect to your blessed higher self. The universe is expanding, and all of us must begin to tune in as we join our mind, body, and soul to the higher energies that are now available to us. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out helps you to establish a link for that purpose. The ultimate desire of the human consciousness is to connect with our blessed higher self, our angels, and our guides. They help us along the path of life. The wave of the new fifth dimension energies, the double helix, is now helping you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and helps to strengthen us and guide us to be able to give just a little bit more of ourselves. Take the time to get quiet, to close your eyes, and to go within. Meditate as often as you can throughout the week. Who can predict the messages that will come to you? Now you can know the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands as you just sit still and listen. This new energy, the double helix from the fifth dimension, is always stronger during the holiday season, the season of magic, joy, sharing, laughter, and love. Let's Find Out wishes you a fabulous holiday with a successful and joyous 2018. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to all of the Let's Find Out and BBS Radio listeners. Now, let's listen to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth, and Happy New Year. My goodness, we are tick-tocking away. We've got about 3 hours to go, at least on the East Coast. How are you? I'm with Frank St. James tonight, and we're here for you. You know we find out anything, so we're going to answer your questions on what's coming for 2018 for you. Now, to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. Good evening, Frank, and Happy New Year.
And good evening, Elizabeth, and Happy New Year.
My goodness, this is going to be quite a year. I call it the roller coaster ride. I don't think we're going to know what's going on. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a battle as far as politics go, and these think groups that keep trying to undermine the presidency in our country. And luckily, we got somebody in there that's strong and just
and
I think we're going to survive.
Well, I do too, although we are going to have earthquakes. This will be the year of earthquakes, and it's going to be the year, Frank, of attempted assassination. So let's hope everybody stays safe. It's going to be quite a time. We've got calls coming in. Are you ready to begin?
I'm ready.
Okay, we have a Patrick from Canada, and his birthday is June 4th, 1953. Are you there, Patrick?
Yes, I am, ma'am. Happy season's greetings.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's Find Out. What's your question tonight for Frank?
I would like to move to a safe pace in the not too distant future, and I'd like to know what to look for between then and now.
And you're in Canada?
I'm in Canada.
Whereabouts in Canada, Patrick?
A little place called Saskatoon in Saskatchewan.
I don't see how you can get any safer than that. What do you think, Frank?
Well, I'm curious. Are you ready to move?
I am prepared to move as soon as whatever cosmic door opens, because I feel a whole bunch of stuff slipping away and something just keeps beckoning me in another direction, but I'm not clear on it, so I'm trusting in spirit and your wisdom to take a boo if you can, and if there's any clues or anything that I can, attach my mind to make sure I'm doing the right thing, I'd appreciate that, please, because things are getting a little tricky here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're in the perfect time zone for yourself to be doing this. Money matters should work for you. That's your first biggest, not the crack. As far as moving, I don't feel like you're finding something till maybe sometime in February, and it will get you enthusiastic. I like around June for you as putting everything together, but I really feel this is a really good year for you to do that.
All right,
I think we're going to have a lot of settling in 2018, Patrick. A lot of people feel the way you do, and it seems like we're all waiting for our inner guidance to chime in. But I feel new work coming for you, Patrick, something that you haven't done before that will add to the mix here. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, that's what I feel about the with his money, as far as the money goes. And I like, Patrick, that you're making up that you're making a challenge, that you're getting into it and you're taking care of your own destiny as far as everything goes. Like I said, I really feel good vibration with you. I think you're making the right decision this year. And as far as location, I'm not sure where you're going. Are you trying to get closer to a major city?
I'm trying to get out of one. I would like to be in a more isolated situation because I find that the way things are changing right now, I'm getting a lot of fog based on too much electronics and an overcrowding in an area that's not used to it. And me being a country boy is happier out in an isolated situation, but I don't want to be completely alone.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth, go ahead.
You want to get off the grid. You want to be self-sustaining, have your water, and have your access to transportation and clean air and clean water. But Canada, people are going to be moving up in the United States towards the Canadian border. We're not going to be moving south. We're going to be moving north. And even though we know it's getting colder, that's what we're going to have to do because the oceans are coming in. So you're in the right area. All you have to do is go look for the property, and when you feel good, you'll know. Your body will tell you inside.
I thank you both very much, and you have a safe and wonderful 2018, and don't let the boogeyman scare you, okay? Love you both. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patrick. Well, Frank, that was pretty good. I feel like he's going to be going along pretty soon, finding his balance.
Well, now I felt good financially with him. I guess the opposite was what he was thinking. I was thought he was moving towards a little more population.
Yeah. We have now Kathy from Maryland, and her birthday is December 13th, 1953. So she's just had a birthday, Frank. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's your question for Frank?
Well, there's a lot of things changing at work, and I can retire next year, thinking about it, and then I'm also thinking about a new job that my boss wants to give everybody something different. So I'm just, like, confused what to do.
I don't think, I think there's less confusion coming up anyway for you, because this is your best year for making changes. I don't feel you losing money. I feel excited for you. And I think that's the way you should look at it. I wouldn't be so worried about being confused as just exploring things and getting the information that you need. But you're going to do fine. You're going to do fine.
So you think I should retire?
I think that's up to you, but it'd be the perfect year to do it.
Uh-huh.
For yourself.
What I see that could happen for you is that you could actually retire and then find something else, so you'll be collecting your retirement, plus you'll be earning money at the same time.
I wonder what I would be doing, because I don't want to sit around. So.
You're not going to sit around. You'll find what you have to do. First, make the decision, and then know that Spirit will give you the support that you need. So many people are doing that now. People are retiring younger, and then they're going on to a second job. So,
you know what? It might be something that you were interested in years ago. That's a good policy, way to do now, because I just feel it might have been something in the past that you were interested in, but you weren't able to. But with your skills that you developed, I see you entering into something else that that is quite easier than you thought.
Well, I like the tarot cards, and I also am a crafter.
Well, I teach the tarot, and I teach it by Skype all over the world. So anytime you want to buckle down and learn it, it would be wonderful. We need more and more people to give other people guidance. And I think
I didn't know you did that. Okay.
I do. I certainly do. I know the tarot cards like the back of my hand.
Wow. Okay.
So when you're ready, let me know.
All right. Well, thank you.
Good luck, Kathy. It is going to be a better year for you, and it's going to be a more monetary year for you, too. So
hey,
I know
you
did the right thing.
Thank you.
Okay, and as we move along, Frank, this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and I've got Frank St. James on. Happy New Year to everybody. We're on New Year's Eve, and we are answering your questions for 2018. It's getting exciting. We are tick-tocking down, and we're getting close to that hour. We have Debbie from Connecticut. Debbie's birthday is August 16th, 1959. Hello, Debbie. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, Elizabeth. The reason I'm calling, I have my Saturn in Capricorn, and I'm a little concerned about it because the last time I had it was 1988 to 1990, and there was death around me, and I'm just wondering what you see.
Got it, Frank?
I think you're
hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't feel the same as you. You know, it definitely is. You know, the older we get, more people. You know, but I think that this year is this time coming up with Saturn and Capricorn. I feel more of it have to do with your future as far as work or money goes with you, rather than death.
Is it going to be Debbie, more money?
Debbie, you're having a Saturn return. A Saturn return happens once every 28 years. It happens when you're 28 and 29, and it happens when you're about 56. So what I see coming for you is a change in the way of living. Do you know what house in your chart that it's in? What's your rising sign?
My rising sign is Capricorn, and I have Saturn in Capricorn.
So it's coming into the first house. Okay, so that means that you're going to change jobs, that you're going to move, that you're going to dress differently, that you're going to think differently. So what you're having is a raise in consciousness. And, of course, this is a 2.5-year process. So you could find love. You could find a better job. But you will not be living where you're living in the next year. And you will not be doing the same things. And you won't have the same friends. Everything is going to be new for you, Debbie. So I want you to open your arms and embrace. Everything's going to be new for you. And just open your arms and embrace it and be open to whatever comes. What do you sense?
It's almost like a feeling of death of the old and moving into the new. So it's getting rid of the old and moving into the new for you. So it is a feeling like that of a certain amount of transformation.
Right. That's what I feel. I feel like something's going to happen.
It is, but it doesn't have to
be good.
Sure, it's a change in the way of living. This is what Saturn does. Saturn takes away all your trivia. It might clean out closets and make you throw out trash type of thing. It takes away all your trivia and it leaves for you that exactly what you need. Exactly. When I had my Saturn return, I resigned from my job and I moved to another state. And it took a while to go through it, but I felt like it was the right thing. And if I hadn't have done it, Debbie, I would not be where I am today. My life would be totally different. Because I met teachers, I met new people. So it's going to force you into a new way of living so that you can grow spiritually. That is the law of a Saturn return. And it's crossing your ascendant. And every time Saturn crosses your ascendant, you move. So that's exciting. And you're in Connecticut. Where are you in Connecticut? Debbie? Frank, I think we lost her.
We lost her in Connecticut. Amazing.
I do.
Well, it's a big state.
We got the message. Okay, so now, yeah, she's gone. So now we're with Denny from California, and her birthday is January 17th, 1943. But before we put Denny on, I just want to say this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on tonight, New Year's Eve, with Frank St. James. And if you would like to call and have your question answered as to what's coming in for 2018, the number to call is 888-429-5471. And we will answer your question for you. Okay. Are you there, Denny?
Yes, I sure am, Elizabeth. Hi, Frankie.
And
Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year. Where are you from in California?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
What's
your question for Frank tonight?
Okay. My question is, do you feel next year will any of my adult children have to move in with me?
I don't. I feel I feel definitely that somebody is. And I think in the last couple of years, you've been going through a lot of changes and thinking. And I think you've got a choice coming up here. What you want to do and what, you know, to take the initiative this time and decide what you want to do. I mean, it seems like you'd like to be more freer with your time or freer with your...
I don't want them to move in with me, so I'm just hoping they're
right. Then what you have to tell them is, no, there's no room here, but I will help you get set up. Because one, is this a daughter? I'm feeling a daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, your daughter has a little bit of a problem being responsible, and she really needs to grow up, and that's what she needs to do. She needs to learn how to take care of herself. Therefore, her moving in with you could be detrimental to both of you. My recommendation is that you help her maybe help her get a place to live, maybe help her get a job or an apartment, but that you do not have her move in with you. That has to be a rule. But you have to set that. There's no doubt.
I feel that myself, you know, that she wants to be a lot freer with her life and not being constantly having this cycle roll around every once in a while. So,
correct. Because I have helped her get a place. I helped her with money. I just want her to stand on her own 2 feet and not ever have to move back in with me.
So your mantra has to be this: I love you. I'm your mother. I'm here to support you, but you have to do for yourself. There is no room here. It would be detrimental to both of us. Therefore, I'm asking you to take responsibility. Once you make that decision, she'll get it.
Okay.
And it will spill over to her. When is her birthday, Denny?
Her birthday is October 6, 1966.
What do you get with that, Frank?
I think, actually, with your encouragement, I think you got a better chance of her actually getting into what we were just talking about on her own. She's got a really good, if any time has ever come with her and you, this is the time that she can get on her own and not give up on certain things and expect you to take care of her for a while.
And there's sometimes when you have to do tough love, because tough love does work. I know I had to do it with my son, Denny, and it took a couple of years, but he finally got adjusted to adulthood. And we have a lot of kids that are living with their parents now, and you find that they can be belligerent, they can have a foul mouth, and they don't help. So, as I said, I felt that this could be detrimental to both of you. Keep your clearance. In the meantime, you're going to have a different year. Are you working now?
Yes, I've been in real estate for 35 years, so I'm still working.
So that's going to pick up for you. This is going to be a good money year for you. You may not see it before April, but this is going to be a good money year for you, and you're going to have opportunities perhaps to work differently than you have now, which means that you can change your real estate location or whatever. But good things are coming for you, Denny. Hang on to that.
Wonderful.
And
Wonderful.
I feel you made up your mind already.
Well, yes, I'd rather help her financially than have her move in with me. And she did get a job. Her business went south, and I think because of her drinking too much. But she did get a job, and, you know, I know she likes being on her own. I just want her to stay on her own.
I'd like you to learn a sentence with your daughter. I'd like you to learn. It goes like this: 90 meetings in 90 days. 90 meetings in 90 days. You don't do 90 meetings in 90 days and there's nothing to discuss. She needs help. She needs guidance.
Yes, I know she does.
I say that from a point of love because something has to encourage her to get help. She's got an addiction and that's a disease. And so see what you can do to encourage that, Debbie.
I most certainly will.
Okay.
And thank you both so very much for your gift and your generosity. Take care, dear.
Take care. Well, Frank, we've got one more, Frank, before we go into the break. And this is Susan from New York, and her birthday is January 5th, 1957. So she's got one coming up this week. Hi, Susan.
Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. What's your question for Frank tonight?
My question is, I'm getting near retirement, and I'm trying to decide if I should retire early or regular, you know, depending on my health. So it's kind of a two-part question.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a perfect year to get the information that you need, and I'm feeling you're going to retire early then once you get the information, because this is a good year to get what you need and see if your security and everything else is in the future for you. So I really feel decent for you. You'll probably make it, you know, halfway through the year. And when you do, you're making the right decision. I don't feel that you're not.
Okay. That's great.
And I feel something is going to come along that will pull you in another direction anyway. I do think you have to wait till you're 63, but you will get the information. And I'm going to tell you that Saturn is in Capricorn going across your sun right now, so it may feel a little difficult. But by the time we get to 2019, 2020, you will be retired and in a different direction. So there's your gift tonight.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I thank you very much, and thanks for all your advice.
Happy New Year. Okay, we do have another one, Frank. We have Elizabeth from Illinois, and she's born, she's gone. Okay, sorry about that. So now what we're going to do is go into the commercial break, and we will be back after these messages. I just want to tell you once more that this is Elizabeth Joyce with What Let's Find Out, and if you'd like to have a question answered about 2018 for yourself, the number is 888-429-5471. I'm here with Frank St. James, and we will be back right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's New Year's Eve, and I'm with you. So pleased that you're listening to BBSRadio.com this evening. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing week of January 1st through January 7th, 2018. Happy New Year, everybody. We're on a Cancer super full moon. I bring you these weekly reports to explain to you what the weekly energies carry in a way that is clear and easy for you to understand. If you know what's going on in the heavens, it will help you here on the earth plane adjust and be prepared. 2018 is the year of earthquakes, attempted assassinations, the rising of groups and cults, along with a deeply penetrating spiritual renaissance. The world is going to change in the coming year, and it will be quite a roller coaster ride. Perhaps you can say that every year is, but 2018 will be a year that the very structure of your life moves into transition. January 1st begins with a full moon in nurturing Cancer opposing responsible Capricorn. It's time to create a better balance between your personal life and your work in the world as the 2018 new year begins. Be careful not to carve your plans in stone because you need to expect the unexpected as Uranus ends his retrograding cycle on January 2nd. With both Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn, there will be continual fluctuation with our weather patterns. Since Capricorn is an Earth sign, we can expect earthquakes all over the world that will be both sudden and violent. We can also expect changes in the economy and government leaders. Laws will change along with state taxations. Riots could occur. There will be a cry out for law and order, as well as a longing to return to the past and a comforting security that will be lacking as we progress through 2018. Expansive Jupiter started stirring the pot of your deepest emotions, desires, and fears in October 2017, bringing emotional Scorpio energy that has not been around for 12 years. The last time this Scorpio energy was around was in the fall of 2005 and most of 2006. On December 19, 2017, foundation-changing Saturn moved into structural Capricorn after being in philosophical Sagittarius for over 2 years. While Sagittarius has talked about big ideas in a not-so-grounded way, Saturn moving through Capricorn for the next 2 years and into 2020 instills the groundwork for the changes that you are committed to making in your life. Early January has ambitious Mars pushing hard to bring expansive Jupiter into reality. We are also graced by 2 trines from Mars and Neptune that will energize the ocean tides as well as give attention to our inner emotional tides, along with bringing in the winds of change. There's an energetic change of direction on the 2nd as Uranus moves forward after a 5-month rest, telling us that it's now time to get down to work. On January 6th, powerful and energetic Mars lines up with Jupiter. It's time to wake up our inner rebellious nature, roll up our sleeves, and begin to manifest our desired changes as well as our future desires.
The best day of the week to begin these changes is Saturday. But be cautious. This energy needs to be handled with care, because if you can't keep this burst of light under control, you could wind up in a ditch, or at least in a lot of hot water. Be patient, make clear decisions, take a deep breath, and make sure you're headed in the right direction for your life and future. Late January and February bring two eclipses to give you perspective on your life from the energies of 2017 eclipses that occurred in their opposite signs last August. Be prepared for everything and everyone to feel pulled apart in order to be reintegrated into a new and innovative way. Think back to August when this revolutionary planet turned retrograde. The world saw many problems then, such as massive fires and warriors' wars with North Korea. If you had some innovative projects or some needed changes that got stuck on hold, the coming week's energies will get you moving again. January's biggest event is the lunar eclipse on January 31st in Leo, which is also a blue moon because it's the second full moon of the month. Lunar eclipses are emotional and tend to pull you apart so you can rebalance opposites. In this case, the lunar eclipse is in the opposite sign of the previous one back on August 7th. That was an independent Aquarius. You now receive the opposite energy from hard-opening Leo. It's time to improve your sharing, fun, and creativity time. Look at where your heart is engaged to decide which activities and or people that will stay in your life or go. If your heart isn't in the same old, then tell me, why are you doing it? This is Elizabeth Joyce, and my guest tonight is Frank St. James. So let's get back to the program so that we can answer your questions for what's coming in 2018. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
...2017...
Joyce with Let's Find Out. I am laughing. That song was recorded in 1958. That is Joanne Campbell. She used to be called the Blonde Bombshell on American Bandstand. And that song was recorded the year that I met Bobby Darin. So I just love that song. Tonight is New Year's Eve, and it's almost time to dim the lights. And my guest tonight is Frank St. James on Let's Find Out. And we're here to answer your questions of what's coming for 2018. We have another caller. Her name is Kathleen, and she's from New Mexico. And her birthday is January 28th, 1950. Are you there, Kathleen?
Yes, I am.
Kathleen, what is your question for Frank tonight?
I wanted to find out about 2018, what it holds for me career-wise and health-wise. I mean, 2018.
The one that's coming in.
3:33 p.m.
And she wants to know about career and health.
15 degrees Cancer on the ascendant.
Okay. Are you with, are you married?
No.
Are you looking towards meeting somebody? Because I feel like I'm... Are you in a relationship right now? That's what I want to ask.
No.
Well, I feel that you're definitely meeting somebody, which could change your whole, you know, the whole perspective for coming up. But I do feel for you... Around the end of March, I do feel you meeting somebody, and I do feel that I wouldn't say it's love at first sight, but definitely it's somebody you would want to keep in communication with. And it'll probably take a couple months really to take hold, but I do feel that might be a big change for you right there. I do feel much better for you in the coming months anyway. I feel like you've been going through a lot the last couple of years, and which I don't feel it's been going anywhere. So I think you're finally going through that, getting rid of that cycle and getting into a new one for yourself.
Kathleen, you asked about health. Do you have something with your hip? Because I feel a limp for some reason.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's been going on for quite some time, and
yes.
I'm don't know which way to turn with it because it seems like it's not getting any better, and I feel
have,
quite
have
concerned.
You, Have you done any chiropractic work or any massage therapy?
Oh, plenty. I've been down, yeah, almost every road you can imagine, yeah.
Okay.
Tons of chiropractic, tons of massage.
Because I feel like that... Go ahead, Frank.
Were they recommending an operation?
My doctor has suggested that, but I want to do it a natural way, you know, with, like, you know, energy healing or, you know, vitamins
right.
and minerals and herbs. Acupuncture and things like that.
Are you in Albuquerque?
Yes, ma'am.
There's wonderful people in Albuquerque that can help you. Wonderful energy workers in that area. There's also the ashram. Amma's ashram is in Santa Fe. So I think you're going to have a new partnership of sorts, and that could be a new healer that's going to help uplift you. Because this will improve. It's a matter of stretching and moving. You know you have to move. I also feel that you have a touch of fibromyalgia. And you really have to move. And see yourself walking, you know, balanced. Instead of caving into the pain, try to take deep breaths. And I walk in balance now and keep saying that over and over again. And whatever is holding on to you will be let go of. And I'm sure you've been told that by energy healers as well.
Yeah, well, I believe it's emotional that I need to release some past emotional trauma.
Well, good. So I think that's going to happen. I think there's a new partnership coming, and that has to do with your health. And you probably could work on your meditation practice, but also somebody, microfascial release. Do you know what that is?
I've already been down that road. Yes, ma'am. Myofascial release, I've done that.
Kathleen, there isn't an I've done that, and I've already been down that road. Not with microfascial release. It's something that's continual, and you're never done. So maybe you need to have a little.
I have done it.
I know you've done it, but you need more.
Okay.
Microfascial release doesn't ever end, is what I said. Because your emotions keep coming up from a deeper level. What you're doing is you're realigning yourself with these new energies that we have, and it can be extremely, extremely painful. So there are still some traumas that are there, and with your meditation practice and help with energy healers, you can get back on the right road again and have that pain leave. I don't think it's going to take you that long, maybe a couple of months. I think that by the end of April, you'll be feeling much better. Frank, do you sense anything with her physically?
I feel the person that she's meeting is also going through something similar with this hip. So it might be a collaboration that's going to help the both of them, but it just feels much better around that time that I was talking about. And
the spring,
and that
right?
person might come in with some new ideas. And I almost feel like it's from the Orient that this idea is coming through. So he's been there. He's been to China. And I believe that's going to really help you.
Maybe it's somebody that has studied Chinese medicine, Kathleen.
Well, I have studied Chinese massage and herbs and things like that as well. I've been to China.
Good.
Yes.
My son
but
lives there.
I've got two people in mind that are energy healers, but they would be doing long-distance energy healing.
No, you want hands-on. You want hands-on, Kathleen. Not long-distance. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Really, hands-on. Okay. And there's many people in Albuquerque that can help you. And if you contact me offline tomorrow or the next day, maybe I can send you some people that I know, okay?
Awesome. That would be fabulous. I would be so deeply grateful to you.
All right. Well, it's going to get better for you when Frank sees that handsome stranger out there for you. So onward and upward as we hit midnight. Just know that you're going into some nice partnership. They're not saying what it is, but it's a partnership that's going to help uplift you, and that's important.
Well, that's good news. I need good news.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Frank, we have one more caller for tonight. We're getting near the end of the evening. We have Carol from Maryland, and her date of birth is 9/15/1944. Are you there, Carol?
Yes, I am. Yes.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
I'm concerned about my health and eyesight, and the main question is, should I move near my daughter in Annapolis, Maryland?
I feel that would be your best bet right now. Mm-hmm. I feel okay. Good with that. I also feel as far as your eyesight, have you gone through, I imagine you have gone through medical advice and everything, but I feel good for even by the end of January that you're getting some news that's really going to help you with your problems. You know,
okay.
It's a good year for information for you and also for making up your mind if you want to get closer, if you feel good about being closer to your daughter. And this is an excellent time. You'll get the information that you need. I feel like if you keep plugging away, you'll get it even before that. But I feel by the end of January, you have gotten some significant information for yourself.
Yeah. We're on a full eclipse at the end of January. We have two full moons, one today and then one at the end of January. So that's going to bring you closer to, and the Maryland shore is beautiful. Where are you in Maryland now?
I'm in Rockville, near Rockville, Kensington. Mm. Maryland.
No, move over towards the shore. You will be very happy over there. I'm seeing you in a gated community that feels like it's senior people, and that you're going to meet a lot of new people and really enjoy yourself, and you're going to feel very safe, and it'll be very comfortable for you.
Yeah, because right
you
now
know,
I think
another significant thing is about a full moon. It's things come to fruition in a full moon, so that's what I'm feeling about that end of January.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, because this full moon at the end of January opposes the eclipse full moon that we had in August. So whatever you were thinking about back in August is now going to happen.
Oh, okay.
So
that would be wonderful. I've been in my house 40-some years, but I feel isolated right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a Virgo, and Virgos always make good decisions for the most part. And I will tell you this, it's a good year for you. While Saturn is in Capricorn, it trines Virgo. So the energies are flowing towards you with positive energy. So.
Oh, okay.
Just feel good about that, because maybe you've had some problems in the past in 2016 and 2017, but as we go into 2018 and 2019, I feel you will get settled. And your daughter wants you near her anyway. She wants you to let go of the big house.
Okay. Okay,
all right?
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome,
Happy
Carol.
New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year, Carol. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Well, Frank, I wanted you to give our listeners some messages about Korea and this nuclear threat and what's going on. I think you have some positive things you can leave us with as we approach the end of the program.
Well, I was hoping for that, but as far as North Korea goes, he's getting more paranoid and more paranoid. He's actually afraid for people that are surrounding him, and I do believe that very shortly that there'll be a culprit of some generals. They're worrying about their own lives, but they know that they know that there's a no-win situation going on, and we got a no-nonsense president that's not going to cow down to them anymore. And
I've said that he would come to harm from his own people, and you were just talking that about that when we were off the air.
And
he's been so threatening to, and it's horrible the way those people have to live over there. Does it just make you squirm when you hear about it?
Well, that's the only way they can run these countries, by terrorizing their own people, and on it goes. But at a certain point, they're not going to take it anymore. So I mean, they got nothing to lose. So why? Yeah. So at some point, they're going to come against them. And Iran's starting to feel that too.
I know. I feel a rising of groups, and I feel a rising of cults, and maybe more strengthening with ISIS. I hate to say it. You were talking about the change in leaders, world leaders.
Yeah.
And what did you see for that?
I saw four major leaders dying.
Passing away.
And being, you know, helped to go. Let's put it that way.
Of hired assassinations, it is.
Yeah, and then we got a billionaire or two I feel he's going to have a brain aneurysm.
You mean Soros?
Soros.
Soros. Yes.
Yeah. We got a few people here that all they've been doing is working to dumb down America so on a positive note, I do feel like some of these people are going out, you know, which might make a difference.
And with our own administration, I'm feeling that Mr. Trump has more physical problems than any other problems, which he's not addressing. And you and I both know that he's grossly overweight. I do think that there's going to be something coming, and I think it's going to be possibly before he gives the State of the Union, because I feel something happening around that time. Now, I'm not sure whether that's going to be Korea or something with Trump's health. What do you think, Frank?
I'm not, you know, he's pretty much of trying to keep, I wouldn't be surprised at this point he has somebody testing his soup before he eats, you know, but I'm not feeling too much. Well, he only sleeps a little bit, but that stress might be what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
The constant being almost awake 24 hours a day, you know.
Yeah,
I do feel something. Yeah, I do feel something else with being able to insert certain things in the brain that might help Parkinson and other problems.
New technology. Yes, I know we're going to have wonderful technology this year, not only with our limbs, but with our eyes, and yes, I guess with our brain. Anyway, we are out of time. We are so out of time. I want to thank you, Frank, for coming on tonight. I know that let's have you on the 31st when we have that next full moon, and we'll see what's what and what we said if it came true. How's that? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight our guest has been Frank St. James. And next week I have a wonderful lady on. Her name is Belinda, and she has written a book or two. And we're going to be talking about her focus and self-healing and what we can learn to grow in our spirit. The gift of 2018 will be the spiritual renaissance and the awakening of the heart, which is what we all could use. So thank you for listening. Happy New Year. I'll see you next week, and good night.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.